You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. Maryland cops visit parolee Emmanuel Sewell's apartment when another parole officer, Davis Martinez, never comes back from a routine check there. Just inside the door, cops find a bloody towel. They follow a trail of blood to Martinez's body, wrapped in plastic, shoved under a bed. Maryland cops issue an arrest warrant for Sewell, and later that day, Sewell's found driving down I-64 in West Virginia.
Nancy, Martinez's cause of death has not been released, but he reportedly died of multiple injuries. Martinez's car is found still parked outside the apartment, and his cell phone is recovered from a nearby dumpster. Martinez is the first parole officer in Maryland to die in the line of duty.
Emmanuel Sewell, 54, now charged with second-degree murder, upgraded charges to come. Florida cops catch a vandal spray painting a wall. The man is handcuffed, loaded into a police car, but refuses to ID himself. When pressed, the suspect says he's Mr. Monopoly and his birthday is 4/20/69. Cops then search Mr. Monopoly's bag and find a Maine driver's license that IDs him as 33-year-old Ryan Howard. Howard's charged with criminal mischief, resisting, and providing a fake name. And Mr. Monopoly goes straight to jail. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
We begin in a Lake County, Illinois courtroom as 23-year-old 4th of July parade shooter Robert E. Cremo III rejects a plea deal that would have required him to plead guilty to 7 counts of first-degree murder and 48 counts of aggravated battery with a firearm. For the latest, we turn to Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
The deal, which prosecutors said would have ensured a life sentence without the possibility of parole for Cremo, was presented just days before the second anniversary of the Independence Day parade attack that left 7 people dead and dozens more injured. During the courtroom proceedings, prosecutor Ben Dillon informed Judge Victoria Rossetti of the proposed agreement, stating that it had been discussed with Cremo's attorneys. However, when asked by Judge Rossetti if he wished to proceed with the agreement, Cremo remained silent before eventually stating no. The decision stunned many in the courtroom, including family members of the victims who had gathered hoping for closure. Some expressed frustration and disbelief at the abrupt turn of events. Lake County State's Attorney Eric Reinhart later met with victims and their families, emphasizing the support provided and reaffirming readiness for the upcoming trial scheduled for February. He declined further comment due to the ongoing nature of the case. Originally, Cremo faced 21 counts of first-degree murder, but the charges were reduced in the proposed plea deal. According to law enforcement officials, Cremo confessed to police in the days immediately following the attack, in which he opened fire from a rooftop during the 2022 Independence Day parade in the affluent suburb of Highland Park, home to approximately 30,000 residents near Lake Michigan. After the shooting, investigators disclosed that Cremo fled to the Madison, Wisconsin area, where he reportedly contemplated carrying out another shooting at a parade there. However, he ultimately returned to Chicago's northern suburbs before authorities apprehended him. In addition to the 7 killed in the attack, the Highland Park shooting resulted in numerous injuries, ranging from elderly victims to a young boy who was left partially paralyzed.
For the moment, the rejection of the plea deal means the case will proceed to trial as scheduled to begin February 24th of next year. Now to Las Vegas, as Dwayne Keefe D. Davis, a former Los Angeles area gang leader, has been denied release from jail as he awaits trial in connection with the 1996 killing of rapper Tupac Shakur. Once again, Crime
Clark
Online,
County District
Sydney
Court Judge
Sumner.
Carly Kearney has rejected a proposal for Davis to be placed under house arrest with electronic monitoring. The 61-year-old Davis had sought release on a $750,000 bond, supported by cash Whack 100 Jones, a prominent figure in the hip-hop music industry. In handing down her decision, Judge Kearney expressed skepticism about assurances that neither Davis nor Jones intended to profit from Davis's life story. Nevada law prohibits convicted killers from benefiting financially from their crime. The case stems from a shooting in Las Vegas allegedly rooted in a rivalry between East Coast members of a Bloods gang faction and West Coast Crips, including Davis, vying for prominence in the gangsta rap music genre of the time. Davis, who pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder charges, remains the sole individual charged in connection with Shakur's death, a case that has captivated public interest for nearly 3 decades. Davis has entered a plea of not guilty to the charges of first-degree murder. Davis's trial is scheduled to commence on November 4th.
If found guilty, Davis could be sentenced to life in prison.
Thanks, John. Eyota's Trey Harris, 32, calls his mom late Tuesday evening, upset after quitting his job as a special education teacher. The mom, Corlita Johnson, calms her son down, but at 3:45 a.m., he calls back, telling mom he can't sleep and is going to walk his dogs around his Fort Worth, Texas neighborhood. Once the sun's up, Trey's not answering his phone. His truck is abandoned and still running at an intersection, Aspremont, Texas, 3 hours north. Construction workers see a black male exit the truck around 8 a.m. with two dogs. But the man's not wearing the same clothes Trey is wearing when he's last seen on surveillance footage just outside his apartment. Trey's neighbors also claim to have seen him around 8 a.m. His two dogs, Bandit and Smokey, found abandoned not far from the truck. Eyota's Trey Harris, 5'8", 190 pounds, wearing a pink shirt, tan pants, now missing 3 years. If you have info on Trey Harris, call Stonewall County, Texas Sheriffs, 940-989-3333. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.